10% of their program they're trying to carry out. But we've carried out 100% of ours. Now the question is, what do we do in the future? Now, the president wants to hear what the Congress says about it. That's what he did last year. He wants to hear what the Congress wants to hear what these representatives got to say about it. And this is going to be a rather sizable venture. It's not $5 million or $10 million. It involves a good deal. And I'd bear in mind they got $200 million, a currency that they can buy all the damn wheat they need instead of an airplane. And they tell me about they're going to get it from Russia. I just wish they'd get it from Russia. I just think we got to give the other side of it a little bit. We're just too, I don't know, these $140 billion is pretty bad for me.
I agree, it's tough as hell.
And I just say to Rusk in the morning that my feeling is we just ought to wait until we can get a Congress on record on this thing, because it involves two large amounts than I want to pay. And I would say on the report thing, I don't have any report. These men have reported to me orally, and I'm going to talk to the president orally before I leave and tell him generally what they say. And I can't report on the Congress when they get back. They won't be back about the 20th of December. And I don't know why they've got to make us move on anything. I think that they have to look after their own people. I make my own decision when I want to, and I don't think I've got any obligation to say to them that I'll do this or do that a certain day. Beggars can't be choosers. And I think that our general attitude with the Indians ought to be that we have made our commitment good and our commitment now. Before we make another commitment, the president wants to get the opinion of the Congress and the support of the Congress and the approval of the Congress. Well, you can talk to them. I think if I had to give 200,000, 300,000, 400,000, 500,000 tons, I might agree to do it in the latter part of January. So maybe after Congress, first 10 days of January, if I could talk to the leadership on it, get it out there in a hurry, you can get it ready to go where it'd get there by the 1st of February, we might give them a few 100,000 tons, but I sure don't want to get into these million figures at all, because a million tons, you say, cost me, what, $35 million?
Million tons cost you about closer to $70
million. $70 million. So that's just more than little Linden wants to do just by appointment.
We sent sorghum, I must say. If we sent sorghum, which we have more stocks, that's about half that.
They don't like sorghum, though. They want cream, don't they?
No, they learned. This was a very interesting experiment. They squeal like hell about sorghum, you remember, and you kind of told them to take sorghum or else. And my God, they took sorghum, and we sent a number of teams over there to teach them how to handle it, how to unload it, how to distribute it. We told them to price it right, and it'll move, and now they're glad to get it. It worked out fine. We had a real bumper crop in sorghum.
What do? Give it to them and then they sell it?
Well, yes. You see, we sell it to them for their currency. So
yeah.
Under the new law, why, we will probably be selling it to them on four-year terms for dollars. They then proceed to sell it there through actually their private trade buys it from our private trade. Then there's reimbursement back and forth. Their private trade pays them and distributes it, and they keep some. And we go ahead and pay our private trade for buying it and shipping it out of here. But it was under Title I that we did it this current year, and that was a sale for soft currency, which we piled up, which we don't have much use for, you well know.
No, and they won't let us use it over there when we want to give it to them.
Yeah, it's a goddamn nonsense. The way that thing worked out. But, I'll get together with Dean. If I have your permission, I would like to ask Dean if you would ask Bill Gow to join in this discussion. Is that all right?
Yeah, but Bill Gow's in the business of giving.
I know. But
I never found him he didn't want to give.
Well, this is right.
But Subterranean seems to be doing its utmost to achieve the objectives of Indian agriculture, but private foreign investment fertilizer is moving very slowly.
That's right.
The reason is that they, both sides, the Indian government, are trying to get the best deal possible. Well, that don't sound like they're in a hurry. The follow-through necessary to complete complicated negotiations is lacking on the Indian side. We believe the solution to this problem, ensuring necessary action foreign and private, can only be accomplished with the Prime Minister herself. Somehow she must be made to realize this. Reaching agreement subterranean, however competent and influential, is not enough. The Prime Minister is deeply preoccupied with the campaign. The key figures in politics are jockeying for position in anticipation of the formation of the cabinet. Why the goddamn hell then do I have to countenance that kind of stuff?
Well, that's my
Why don't you just put it up to them and tell all of our people this? This is what I'm just reading from a report now.
My report. That's my report.
Yes, I know it's your report. That's what I'm talking about.
And,
but you've abandoned it, and down the bottom you say, come on, let's feed them anyway.
Well, that is a little more negative in evaluation than I have when I made it. Because I've had a team over there, and I've got a little more information. I'm not urging, Mr. President.
It ain't changed much except those editorials, New York Times, Washington Post. I think you got it about on the head. You and I agree, but I think these do-gooders, here's what Chester Bowles saying, you've read, he's told them not to worry.
This is nothing. Unfortunately, I can't.
Huh?
Unfortunately, I can't give Paul Chet very much credence these days.
Well, Ambassador Bowles did not make a public statement, but he said in the background, don't worry, the food is coming, unquote. He said this to a number of U.S. newspaper men. He feared they otherwise might write stories which would exasperate the Indian government's problems in this pre-election period. He and other officials are no longer making comments of this kind.
Did you ever see the memo when I sent you the clipping after our last talk about when they were cutting
yeah.
stuff?
Yeah, yeah.
Well,
I think if you just tell Rusk or Nick, whoever you're dealing with, in the morning that we want to get a resolution ready, and as soon as they do, Congress gets back, we'll have one of the first meetings like we did last time. We'll follow the same procedure, unless there's something that I'm not aware of. And I don't want to go up into the dozens of millions of dollars on commitments unless I got these congressmen and other folks behind me.
Let me make just one request in terms of information so they know why I want to leave. This report has got some background here. If I just say there's no report at all and nobody but yourself and myself know about this, and I seal this up and send it down to you, will you take a look at it?
Oh, yeah, but I don't want to.
Let me do that. Nobody.
If you let your press man know it, though.
Oh, sure, no one will know it.
All right.
This one I'll say that nobody.
All right.
Well, know this except the president and myself.
Okay. All right. Okay. We'll talk after you talk to him on your cotton tomorrow.
All right, Mr. President.
Okay.